Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
When it comes to workplace communication, which is often a fraught area, I can tell you, you get it wrong and you cause havoc. But when it comes to workplace communication, the phone call may have had its day, with workers opting to use email for work-related communication more and more. But why have we lost our personal touch with the simple art of a phone call? Is it down to COVID, that we haven't been in face-to-face contact for so long? Is it down, dare I say it, to Gen Z or Gen Z, who can't look you in the eye when they're talking to you? Don't mistake that for disrespect. That's just the way they are. Well, the person who knows is Regional Recruitment Manager at Matrix Recruitment Group, Breda Dooley, and she's with me now. Breda, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
Don't tell me that it's all email now, that if you want to communicate a very heartfelt message or something that's very important to the office, that, yeah, the manager steamrolls in on the email. Is that it?
All right. Well, we have noticed ourselves in recruitment, matrix recruitment over the last number of years, that things have changed in the way we communicate. Let's say 5 years ago, all our conversations would have been kind of over the phone to your candidates and clients. Mm-hmm. And it has kind of changed up a little bit now. And we that's why we ran the survey, to see, is it actually true? Do people prefer to actually communicate via email? And over 70% of the respondents came back to say yes.
Wow.
So it's down to a number of factors, really. I think the way we work, we were all in the office 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and we were all face to face, and it was over the phone. Then we went to fully remote, so it was a lot of it was online through Zoom and Teams. And now we have a mixture of both, where we're working remotely and we're hybrid. So our communication has had to change, and people prefer, I suppose, to communicate via email. But also, you did refer to the Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember, they have grown up in a lot of technology. A lot of these, the Gen Zs only started to work when the pandemic hit. So they're only used to kind of the online. And you know yourself, a lot of them, you know, they communicate, it's, the phone is very different to what we know. The phone,
yeah,
is that they use an awful lot of voice notes and you know, WhatsApp
on that
packages.
Hang on, let's bring in Sarah here as well. I think Sarah agrees. Well, maybe I'm wrong, but let me ask you this, and Sarah can chip in on this, on the voice notes. I received from a colleague a voice note that went something like this, Breda. Cormac, hiya, that document, hang on a second. That document is what we're working on. You can feed into it yourself. It's just saved in the file there, and you can, and on it went, right? For two or three minutes. I nearly drop kicked the phone out the window. I mean, who thinks they can get away with that?
Me, actually. I do that a lot.
I suppose you have to read the situation, you know, not every. You know, to send a voice note to your manager, you know, 5 to 10 minutes long, that's not really appropriate. You know, what I tend to do is, if I need to speak to somebody, and people are afraid to pick up the phone, it is definitely a factor. Like, you know, you have that fear. Why are they ringing me? Am I prepared for it? So usually what I do is I'd actually drop them a quick email and say, listen, are you free for a quick call? I want to go through something with you. Because sometimes things are better communicated, you know, over the phone, and you can hear each other, and you get things done quicker. Whereas if it's a voice note and you're tuned, and even emails, you're tuned and thrown, it can take things a lot longer to get the job done, let's say.
Yeah, I wonder, actually, I know you're pinning it back to the pandemic to some extent, but I do wonder if it started way, way before that, Breda, because I remember, 10, 12 years ago now, working in an office situation where people in the office would email each other while they were sitting like three people down from the other person. They'd email each other about stuff. You know, and I remember the first time it happened, where somebody who was sitting like within talking distance of me emailed me about something, you know, that could have been a conversation, never mind a phone call. It could have been a face-to-face conversation, and they didn't do it. And it was just sort of this move away from speaking to each other.
I don't think it was just me either.
Like it was a cultural thing. I think people, like, it wasn't just that nobody wanted to talk to me. I hope.
Maybe.
No, I think
you
it was
know.
Just
put your finger on it there. Actually.
Cultural thing.
Well, what I'd say to people: read the situation. You know, sometimes, you know, it's better off, you know, an email if it has to be backed up. you know, send an email and, you know, follow it up with a call. But if you're looking for somebody's opinion or advice, we're social beings. We still need to go back and, you know, have the chat. And I suppose certain jobs, you have to communicate over the phone. So it's down to the employer to you know, bringing in training to help that person to be able to communicate properly over the phone.
And you know, the way you're talking about planning a phone call, say, you know, would you be free for a call at this time or whatever? Does that mean really it's just not acceptable now to pick up the phone and call someone out of the blue?
9 out of 10 times, if you ring somebody out of the blue, they won't pick it up if they don't know the number. And I think people are afraid that, okay, I'm not prepared for this call, you know. Certainly, if it's your boss, I do think you should pick it up, because obviously they have something important to talk to you about. But pre-warning people, they're more receptive to it, and they can have themselves prepared. I think people have that fear that they might get it wrong, or what a question that they're asked, that they don't have the answer.
Do you ever come across, or did people mention in your research, social anxiety? Because in an office or even a social situation, obviously, people revert to email or text or WhatsApp or whatever the case may be, because they fear that kind of face-to-face contact with people.
We didn't go into the specifics around the social anxiety of that, but it's probably even comes back to that COVID thing, where even families and friends, we were all talking on, you know, through WhatsApp and you know, through I suppose Teams and stuff like that. But there is a certain level of anxiety around that, and I think it's the way we're going, let's say, in terms of that it is voice, I suppose it is emails that people are going, and we have to, you know, to accept it too as well.
Is it ever okay, finally, to fire somebody by email?
Absolutely not.
Or to break up by email?
No.
Well, hi. We're over. Thank you. Regards.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But yeah, no. It's certain things you have to do it face to face, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Breena Dooley. I told you she was the woman in the know of regional recruitment manager with Matrix Recruitment Group. Breena, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the program.